With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is threatening Iran with more bombing if it does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The threat follows reports of an emerging agreement to end the war. Posting on Truth Social, Mr. Trump says the conflict could end soon and oil and natural gas shipments could resume. But that all depends on Iran accepting an agreement that the president has not outlined. Quoting Mr. Trump, "If they don't agree, the bombing starts and it will be, sadly, at a much higher level and intensity than it was before." Republicans are rapidly pursuing redistricting across the South following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling affecting majority black congressional districts. South Carolina and Alabama, Tennessee and Louisiana are all considering changes. The saga of that stranded cruise ship, it's been at the center of a hantavirus outbreak, continues.
Patients suspected of having the hantavirus infection are evacuated from the cruise ship MV Hondius onto ambulances at Praia Cape Verde to be taken to the Netherlands. The Hondius, stuck off the coast of Cape Verde with nearly 150 people on board, is waiting to head to Spain's Canary Islands after a request from health authorities, despite local opposition. Meanwhile, health authorities in South Africa and Switzerland have identified a strain of the virus that can be transmitted between humans in rare cases. The World Health Organization, however, says the public health risk remains low. I'm Charles DeLethesma.
While many Americans have been out mowing the lawn or tending the garden, people in Colorado and Wyoming have had to break out the snow shovel. A late snowstorm swept over the Rockies into the high plains the other day, bringing heavy, wet snow north of Denver into southeastern Wyoming. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 412 points. This is SRN News. Another state prepares to vote on abortion.
Pro-choice groups have gotten enough signatures to place a referendum on the fall ballot that would water down the state's ban on abortion. If approved, the legislation would lift the ban's provision of jail time for doctors who perform illegal abortions. These signatures must now be certified. Under the current law, medical personnel who perform illegal abortions face up to 5 years behind bars. Abortion is on the ballot in several other states this November. Michael Harrington reporting.
A converted church in rural central Pennsylvania has become a place where musicians with Amish roots are coming to record music and make videos that are drawing millions of views. Ragamuffin Hall in McCoysville was a setting last week for a concert by two of the rising stars in that burgeoning scene, the married couple Ben and Rose Stultfuss. They performed along with the musician and producer behind Ragamuffin Hall. This is SRN News. A San Francisco court hears charges against a man accused of firebombing the home of one of the titans of tech.
Daniel Moreno-Gama, accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at the San Francisco home of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, has pled not guilty to charges of attempted murder, attempted arson, and other charges. Public defender Diamond Ward describes her client as a kind, hardworking young person.
However, on the night of the incident, Daniel's actions stemmed from a mental health crisis.
Prosecutors say Moreno-Gama hurled a flammable bomb at Altman's home last month. He then showed up at OpenAI's headquarters threatening to burn down the building. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal civil rights agency filing a discrimination suit against the New York Times, claiming the news organization passed over a white male employee for a promotion in favor of a less qualified woman to meet diversity goals. SRNNews.com.